thief! Stop! Oh, please, sir. I'm so hungry, and I just had to do something to fill this empty hole inside of me. Oh, wouldn't you please... Wait. Are you a woman?
Look. We all need to eat, right? Release me, and I'll toss a few coins your way as a token of my appreciation. No? Well, if you insist. There. Pinned. I'm stronger than I look. And you're merely a girl. You best be more careful trying to act the hero. Not everyone you tackle will accept such an insult as kindly as myself. Wait. No, it can't be. Hold still, you little brat. I just want to see who's under this hood. Ah, yes. It seems someone's left the safety of her guards. Needing a bit more excitement in your life? Princess? Yes, of course I recognize you, you idiot. Can't say I blame you for sneaking out, although it is particularly dangerous out here in the woods for someone as valuable as yourself. But that is no concern of mine. So, here's what's going to happen. I am going to keep your little secret. And you are going to keep mine. All right? It'd be safest for you not to watch which direction I take. Is that your blade, Your Highness? Very well. It seems I have been caught. Come and claim me, then. I won't even turn and face you to make it easy. And again, you pretty little bunny. Are you so bored you'll pick a fight with a fox? No. Stay right there. Savor it. The roughness of the bark against your soft cheek. The coolness of your own dagger pressed against your tender throat. Can you smell the resin of the pines? I smell those expensive perfumes you royals so love to wear. I can feel your heart racing. Is this what you were craving? A bit more danger? Why don't we compromise, my lovely little dove? I'll give you the thrills you've been seeking. And in return, you let me pass. Was that a nod? That won't be enough, I'm afraid. If you agree to my terms, speak up, little mouse. Clever girl. So strong and healthy. And I'm sure practically untouched. Not sure which one of us is getting the better end of the deal here. You feel quite nice under my fingers. Soft and delicate, yet so firm and alive. The tender curve of your neck. So sensitive and vulnerable. The dip of your waist, letting me down to this tight ass. And if I move around to the front, I can lift and squeeze these gorgeous full breasts. But if you're grinding against me is any indication, I think you really want to feel my grip between your legs. Ah, yes. That's right. Spread those thighs for me so I can reach into this warm little spot.
And already bucking your hips against my hand?
You must really enjoy the way I'm playing with you. Pressed up against a tree, legs apart, a common thief rubbing away at your swelling crotch. Certainly no place for a self-respecting princess, is it? Turn around. You don't need to push that thing towards me, darling. I know to keep my fingers working that little clit of yours back and forth. You like that, don't you? Good. Open your eyes and kiss me. Oh, what soft lips you have, princess. Your skin is so pampered and well taken care of. Maybe it's hard for you to find other things to do. Oh, but I think you might have a couple ideas. Am I your first kiss? Or did some stable boy sneak you up back to play with you after a riding lesson? Hold still. I'll just pin your arms above your head. Like this. Good. There. You don't like that. All right. I'll be nice. But we did make a deal. And the alternative... Well, I don't think you'd like the alternative very much. Besides... You can't fool me, princess. You are a perfectly ripe piece of fruit that longs to be tasted. So why don't we pluck you out of this tree and bring you down to the ground so I can get a better handle on you? Just slinking your way down the trunk so you can lean against it. Smart girl. Although you following my request so eagerly means you are now on the ground by yourself. Looking up at me from waist high. Don't worry, darling. We won't start there. I know to go slow.